Hi, I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. Welcome to Seller Notes. You know, Alan, over the last 20, 25 years in the wine industry, we've seen, you know, fits and starts getting into organics, biodynamics. There's a lot of different ways of sort of doing this. But I think it's beginning to get a little more momentum again. And you were just poking around just mostly some European stuff to look at and see what sort of the options are.
Yeah. The good news is the people who want to support organic farming and buy organic products, there's lots of choices, and there's some very good, very reasonably priced choices out there. These are all from outside the United States.
Okay.
I didn't intend that. That's just the way it happened. But here's a line that really impressed me, not because it's totally great wine, but because it's a really good bargain. It's organic, and it just fits the bill for everyday wine. And that's Domaine Bosque from Mendoza in Argentina. It's line price. The regular bottlings are $11. The reserve is $16. I tasted a Cab Sauv, a Sauvignon Blanc, and a Reserve Malbec. I got to tell you, they all have this in common. They're really juicy, and there's not an ounce of formality in them. You know, they're just fun wines, and at those prices, they're perfect for everyday drinking.
Sure.
So if you want to move that way, you have a really good opportunity with these Domaine Bosque wines. They're really very, very nice, and we're going to put this information on the website and look it up. Let's start with the Cab Sauv. It was a really juicy Cab Sauv with the sort of bittersweet components to it, cherries and plum, touch of tobacco, touch of chocolate, but all very juicy and very mild tannins.
Mm-hmm.
So it wasn't a big serious cab at all. The Sauvignon Blanc, which is also about $11, very, very flavorful, very informal, lots of lemon peel and green apple with kind of a sweet and sour streak going through it.
That's interesting.
So it was kind of fun, you know, really nice to drink. And then the Malbec was, it was a Reserva, and it had a lot more complexity than the Cab Sauv did. So at $16, this is a very good deal for a pretty good Malbec. Again, very mild tannins, though. So it's not one of those big tannic Malbecs. So this is a very likable creature, this. So let's move over to Spain, to Catalan country. Penedès is the region. Albet y Noia is the winery, and they have a wine called Curios.
Curios?
Curios. I guess it means curiosity.
Works for me.
It is, but it's a Tempranillo, and it was just a really, really lovely wine. And at $13, this is just an excellent value. So people who are looking for a really good value in a medium-bodied wine, this fits the bill, Albet y Noia Curios. The aroma was very pretty with spicy plums, dark tart cherries, lavender notes. The texture was very smooth and very silky, so it had a lot going for it. And then moving from kind of the sublime to the powerful, I came across a Côte du Rhône called Domaine Saint-Jacques, 2016. This is Côte du Rhône the way I like it. Just loaded with Grenache, lots of wild herb flavors, lots of complexity, big. Not a touch of shyness about this one. You know, this one lets you know it's come to the party. And I just loved it. At $16, this is a great, great value. So people who like good Côte du Rhône and want to drink organic wines, this is the way to go. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. You've been listening to Seller Notes, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.